Item number three. From the Director Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report providing an update on Milwaukee County Department of Family Care operations in Racine and Kenosha. This item also went to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Ms. Ledger, Mr. Hodgson, thank you for joining us.
Madam Chair, you had requested for color copies for it.
Yes.
I can distribute
thank
those.
Thank you.
Is this it right here?
Yes, what are we doing? Okay.
Another
one? The copy.
It's in color.
Unless
I'm in colorblind now.
The copy that we received during the agenda setting was black and white. And so I wanted to be sure that it was in color for committee members.
Okay. My apologies, Madam Chair. It's been a long time since I could see that.
And we have had issues in the past with things that were not in color that didn't make sense then. Thank you very much,
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors. I return you to your informational report with color. This report that you have before you was requested to provide an update respective to operations of Milwaukee County Department of Family Care in Racine and Kenosha. In the report, we wanted to give County Board Supervisors sort of a overall picture in terms of the state's regional approach to managed care. As we point out, in January of 2012, there were 9 family care managed care organizations. There were 9 MCOs in Wisconsin. Right now, as we sit, there are 8, and by January 1st of 2014, there will be 7. So the state has decreased the amount of managed care organizations. And it's important, I think, to note that of those 7 managed care organizations, the MCOs that remain operational, 5 of those 7 have expanded their operations beyond their original geographic boundaries. And the 2 that are no longer going to be in service, 1 now and 1 in January, did not choose to expand. So it was that move that we saw towards regionalization and consolidation is why we came to the board originally to seek approval for expanding beyond the geographic boundaries of Milwaukee County. So specific to Racine and Kenosha, since May of last year, we've served over 100 members. As of August 26, as you know, enrollment is a day-to-day moving target, but as of when the report was drafted in August, there were 81 members being served, the majority of which we are serving in Racine and Kenosha in the community. Again, at that time, only 2 individuals out of that 81 were residing in nursing homes. And we have a fairly even distribution in terms of the target groups of individuals that we are serving there, 3 members with intellectual disabilities, 20 individuals who are considered frail elderly, and 31 persons who are physically disabled. So we have always been mindful and have always wanted to be very clear with the board that while we have moved beyond the boundaries of Milwaukee County, we want to make sure that our base operations here don't experience any kind of decline qualitatively, operationally, or fiscally. So where we're at in terms of our provider network is the agencies with whom we contract to provide services to members have increased to more than 1,000 agencies in the community. We have been able to provide rate increases to some of those agencies where it has been necessary and warranted. Everything from 4 to 5% for day services, those programs that provide activities for individuals during the day, employment services and transportation. And we've also done a wage increase to supportive home care workers, those individuals that come into the homes of older adults and persons with disabilities and provide either supportive home care or personal care. We measure our member satisfaction, find out how members feel about the services that they're receiving. For Milwaukee, throughout 2012, we had over 1,200 members respond to our survey, and you can see the specifics in the report. Just high level, in all of these indicators, over 92% of the people that responded to the survey are happy with the services they receive. They'd recommend the program to someone that they knew. They feel like they receive help from their care manager and their nurse when they need it, and that their care manager and their nurse, that interdisciplinary team, really listens to their concerns. So that's how members feel that we're doing in terms of the job that we're charged with. The state of Wisconsin also has a external quality review entity called MediStar, which we've talked about in previous reports. So in their most recent audit, they found that 11 of the 13 quality indicators where they are ranking us have demonstrated improvement. 7 of the 13 had a MET average, which is in the 90% range, and our overall average climbed to 90% for 2012-2013. And they also noted improved consistency of practice, improved communication, monitoring, and mentoring for our teams. So it is those results, which you see on the graph on that third page, that talks about the results of the care management record review from MediStar for Milwaukee County. We have always, when in preparing our budget, we have taken a conservative view, but we also need to project out how many individuals we think are going to enroll in the program. And that's always, as you all know, a very individual decision on the part of people who receive options counseling. They can opt for lots of different services provided through lots of different entities. We have prepared our budget for 2014 with a flat enrollment. And again, while one always hopes and anticipates an increase in enrollment, what I think all of the managed care organizations have seen statewide is a slight decline. So a flat enrollment as opposed to a decline in enrollment comes out to be a positive. So as I go on to say, there's a lot of choices for people to make in Milwaukee County, as there are in most of the geographic service regions, in terms of how they get their long-term care outcomes met. And again, with an eye towards enrollment, we detail in the section below the marketing efforts that we do, the number of people that we reach. We have a considerable presence, I feel, a positive presence in the community. We have sponsored any number of resource fairs and presentations, and also we try to have as much of a presence as we can at not only the sponsorships, but presenting information and having staff sit and be able to talk to people who have questions about the services that may be appropriate for them. So we list some, well, not all, I imagine, of the sponsorships and the resource information fairs and the advertising that we do through our marketing budget. And lastly, we detail our financials. We have a very strong fiscal performance. And we did get a compliment from the Department of Health Services for Mr. Hodson, our chief financial officer, saying, and I quote, "You've done a great job there." We have the financial results for Racine and Kenosha, and then through Milwaukee County itself and the consolidated. And for further detail, I'll let Mr. Hodson walk through those financials.
All right. Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, detailed in pages 6, 7, and 8 are the results of operations. Page 6 speaks to Racine Kenosha. For the first 6 months of operation, we've had a positive net surplus of $152,000, and that was serving 69 members. While we're below our budget, we had anticipated additional enrollees, but growth still continues at a pace of somewhere between 5 to 8 members per net enrollment per month. So we continue to see an increase, but it's just a little slower than the initial pace that we thought and that we had budgeted for. Typically, we're budgeting about 18 to 20 months out to try to forecast out what we think the enrollment's going to be because of the way the budget process works. So When we don't meet our budget enrollment, obviously we're not spending the money either. So there's an offset on the expenditure side, which is we're in that income wise we're doing fine in that operation. Relative to Milwaukee County, which is page 7, there we have a net surplus of $3.1 million on $125.6 million in capitation revenue, serving 7,991 members. This is probably one thing to note. In that $3.1 million, we did have an accounting adjustment, which was we had a $494,000 write-down of a capitation payable or a balance that we owed the Department of Health Services. Relates back to 2011. They have still not collected the money from us. So this was we've now submitted our financials, so we'll see if they make an attempt to collect it or not, because we've been trying to get them to collect the money for the last 2 years. So it's what in effect that did for us is improve our bottom line by $494,000. They don't seem to want to recover the money, but that's a one-time adjustment of that $3.1 million. So then I guess the consolidated is just the combined of Milwaukee County and Racine Kenosha, and that's roughly $3.3 million, serving 8,060 members as of June 30th of 2013. I don't know if there's any questions or.
Okay. I've got Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisor Mayo, and Supervisor Stemper. In that order, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the report that I think we've been looking for a while. I know you spent a lot of time on it, and I'm the culprit to ask most of these questions that you had to respond to, but because it's been in finance for quite a long while. And I think the summary of answers are questions that finance will be looking at, too, besides this committee. I think that the biggest thing was to make sure that our core function or that our major responsibility to our Milwaukee County constituents here would not suffer by moving into Racine Kenosha, although I strongly believe that you have the type of track record and MCO that can deliver services as shown as others are going by the way, and I think you're starting to prosper, and I think the statewide or area-wide is the way to go, and I think you're showing some statistics that it shows that you're doing and picking people up in Racine Kenosha and not at the expense of people here in Milwaukee County. Also, budgeting, looking forward, it's great to get a snapshot of budgets. I compliment, or I really like to see, my experience has certainly been being in schools and other where, you know, people for budgetary purpose are always expecting extra populations, or in schools they say, well, instead of 500, we're going to have 550, and then right away we're behind the eight ball because those expectations do not come about. It's certainly much better to say we're going to stay level with the hope that we are going to do better, and from what I see, we should be doing better and should get money, but, you know, but not to budget for that in such up to fail. And I'm going to watch that for other departments, too, that they're making, you know, expectations that, you know, if they're not realistic, we vote them, and then we're the ones who pay for it later on. Us, the board, for getting the heat, and our constituents who pay for it then. So I like that practicality there, and I expect that from other departments. I'm going to watch for that during the budget, too. The last thing I would mention is I've always asked about advertising, too. That's part of how we get other clients. And, you know, I see the people we're reaching. I'm wondering how you get those statistics a little bit. I don't know if I'm, you know, because you have it on radio that you reach all these people, how many people really listen to it. But I just had a conversation yesterday with the woman who was the family caregiver program head for Milwaukee County. And they find it that it's been very efficacious for them for advertisements on the buses themselves. I see you use transit shelters, but our buses, she told me they get comments from them all the time, that people who ride the bus and they see these advertisements on the bus. I see you use shelters, but I would look into the, I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just saying it seems that for really bang for the buck, from what I've gotten from other people, And people tend to look at the buses, and a lot of people ride the buses, 40 million people, right? So that's really a great constituency to reach. I guess I'd look at that. And as a side note, by the way, we find out with contracts with the county executive and things like that, the major reason the woman called me, who is a constituent, is that they have a long-term, Clear Channel has done, they advertise the buses for the last 7 years or something like that at least. Well, they're out, and a Boston company is in, Media Corporation from Boston is in, who's going to do all the ads for the transit. You know, we don't find out about these things until after the fact. But so Clear Channel is out, local company's out, and a Boston company, Media something, is in. So I told her, and I talked to the transit company, too, the head of transit, and said, make sure your two parties get together. We don't want to lose any kind of service or any kind of continuity in advertising because they paid for this stuff ahead of time, and to make sure those ads are done. They assured me at Milwaukee County Transit that that's going to be done. But this is an example of what we're going to run into in contracts and things like that. And we didn't even find out about this one. I said, well, no, we still have that contract. And I called Milwaukee County Transit. No, we don't have the contract. We did RFP last week. They're done. The other person is in. So I'm presuming that, you know, they will honor previous contracts. But, I mean, I think you're going to have to work with them then. But for what it's worth, and I do appreciate all the report and all you've done here, and I think you've stated a good case for yourself, and it helps in the budgetary process too. But just a suggestion maybe to look at buses themselves. Thank you. I'm done.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, we have had entire bus wraps. Our buses were awesome looking.
Okay.
Our Assistant Director for Marketing is actually present. If you'd like a little bit more information in terms of what the current status is in terms of our advertising on transportation. So if that's something that you'd like us to address now, or I can give you additional detail subsequently, it's
at the next meeting.
Very good.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I was going to say that you did have bus routes on a number of the buses. I've seen them a number of times. And you have a couple of billboards, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, yes.
I think the advertisement, the only thing that I recommend you go on radio sometimes, because you are on TV a little bit. And then you also give out your little things for the hand sanitizer and everything else. People know you're there, and with your new logo, too. But my question is, the $400,000 that you owe the state, why can't you put that in take that out of your budget and put that in reserve so when I'm in another account just to hold for them so that won't look within your budget that you have that extra money?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, it's not a budgeted item. It's something that we recorded a liability. It's been out there for 2.5 years, and we were trying to, for lack of the right better words, clean up the books. So that's all this is to clean up the books so it's not old and outstanding anymore, because it was a liability that was just sitting and sitting and sitting out there.
Have they collected from you yet?
No.
So in other words, take it off your books?
That's what you are doing
right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
sir.
I didn't misunderstand what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you tell me why on page 7, even though you said you have a surplus of 3.1, but you have a negative from January to 06, $165,000. What's going on there?
Well, there's each year we go through the process of a capital carry forward. So there's a capital carry forward in our budget for like $630,000. So that's part of the budget, which is kind of driving that that loss. And what that's used for is large purchases of we have our Midas internet service. So like if a server goes down and those types of things, we have the assets there to make that purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And each January we go through the approval process to get that carry forward. So it's and then what happens is it becomes a line item in the budget. That's the way it works through the system. So we budgeted for a surplus, but that when that carry forward came through, because we didn't budget for that carry forward when you approve, when the county board approved the budget, that moves forward, because it's like there's a capital reserve out there for us of some dollars, and that's what that is for large, mostly for our IT system. So in the event the server goes down, we can make that purchase.
So this $165,000, is that part of the 3.1? And so that's already taken care of? Even though you tell me all these different things, the capital, do you reimburse your capital, or what's going on?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mill, if we make a capital purchase, the family care is paying for it, not Milwaukee County.
Correct.
Right. So we would make that purchase through that budgeted item, that capital carry forward. What I'm telling you to date, in the first column, we haven't made any capital purchases. We have that line item that moved forward of $600,000 that caused our budget to show a deficit. But actually there is no budgeted deficit.
No actual.
And there's no actual deficit here of the $3.1 million. That our revenues are exceeding our expenses.
Surplus, 3.9 deficit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So right. So when we originally budgeted, we budgeted for a surplus. The carry forward, of $600,000, put the budget in a deficit position. But we don't fully use that number each and every year. We use a portion of it when we have an equipment need.
And how much is your department going to tax levy? Majority of it is off tax levy, correct?
Correct, Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayor, we don't utilize any tax levy.
Period.
Period.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayor, to your point, I was semi-browbeaten into more radio yesterday, so you say it here, I do it there. We will have more of a radio presence.
Who browbeat you then? Wouldn't me?
No, one of my staff, sir.
Oh, okay. I just suggested.
Working in your best interest.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question regarding the budget enrollment. You mentioned that, just help me understand this. You mentioned that you budgeted for a certain enrollment, but your actual enrollment was a lesser amount. So in essence, if there's a surplus, is there an actual surplus based on, is the surplus really an actual surplus because you really were budgeting for a certain enrollment amount. So if you have less people that are enrolled, how do you explain that? Or how would you clarify that? I didn't really understand. You said you were okay because you didn't actually reach the amount that you budgeted for, and it was at a lesser amount. It sounds like a pretty significant lesser amount, but you still have a surplus. So is that still positive?
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor Stemper, yes. On page 6, mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact budgeted enrollment through June for Racine-Kenosha, but it is at a higher number, and as you can see, the bottom line would have, if our enrollment projections came out and are as expected, we would have had expected surplus of over $500,000. So our enrollment is down, but we're still surplusing. So to answer your question, yes, it's still positive, just not at the rate we had anticipated. So, and to kind of share with you a bit, when we're doing the budget, we're trying to project in late April, May, to submit a budget in June. But yet we're trying to forecast out for now 2014. So, you know, that's about an 18 to 20-month period, and things can change. So at times what happens is what we'll likely do is come back to the Finance Committee through a budget transfer and ask to adjust our enrollment, which would be both our operating expenses and our revenues,
okay,
to align our budget that more appropriately reflects the given enrollment, keeping it budget neutral. Meaning we wouldn't come back and say, well, we need more money for this existing enrollment. So we So it would be to adjust both the aligned revenues and expenditures so they're more meaningful. So you, for a comparison.
Thank you. Sure. And then one last question. You mentioned that you were trying to clear the books of the liability of $400,000-some. I don't. Which line item is that reflected in?
Other. It would be for Milwaukee County on page 7, and be the other revenues line, and that would explain the difference between.
Oh, it's in there.
Actual and what's budgeted.
That's so it's in that $1.3
million? Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from committee members? None. This was an informational item. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.